Okay, so who wants to kick us off? How do you feel about what I've shared, or was there something that stood out for you? Is there something you'd like to ask about or reflect on? And if not, that's totally fine as well. You can always do that in person with me anytime. That sort of, was there much of a connect there, or was there a bit of a disconnect? Oh, here's a Roz down the left, and then Bell.
I would just like to say thank you for discussing this topic, because I've been in churches where, last week especially, you were talking about us sort of being like a family and being involved with each other and connecting. I remember being in a church when I was a bit younger and sort of saying, you know, we meet on a Sunday and that's it. Mm. And they all just thought I was being emotional and, you know, sort of a bit weird. And it really upset me, because it's sort of like, well, what's the point then? You know, and as a friend later on said, you might as well go to a soccer club for the amount of assistance you get from the church you go to. So I really appreciate that last week, and I really appreciate too what you're saying here, because I think so many churches, it's just much easier to, let's just do the democracy thing, let's all just vote. Whereas in a way, what you're suggesting is, some people would imply almost impossible, you're never going to get everyone to agree. But I like that you're saying if we are all Christ-centered and wanting Christ's direction, then we should all be much closer in agreement. Mm. Yeah, so I just really appreciate what you're saying. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. And I think it's important to... Ezra, Bell first. I think it's really important to say as well, Roz, thank you, that you know, it's not like we're talking about the divinity of Christ here either. This is a, in the bigger scheme of things, it's not an important, I mean, it's important, but it's not like, you know, central to faith. Yeah. Thank you. Thanks for your comment. Val?
Just basically what was said, really, that we're never going to agree on it. We can discuss a subject, an issue, until the end of the year, and we can go over and over and over and there's still not going to be 100% agreement. And in the end, somebody is going to make the decision, as you said. But I think in the beginning, it was about how we become a member of West. Is that right? Because I have never seen it, and has anyone else? I might have missed it. You might have done this. When I haven't been here, but have we ever seen what is written? How can we change? I've never seen.
Seen what?
Seen the words that we have to say, the original of what the contract, whatever you call it, to become a member. Membership.
I've never seen
the words. I've never known.
Yeah. So can I make a comment on that?
Yeah.
Sorry, am I interrupting?
No.
Okay.
Pass
the butter!
Are you listening?
So I just thought, oh no, I'm interrupting. I think this is one of the reasons why I think we should be making these changes, is because who knows what's in that massive, long pledge? I mean, there's some great words in there, but who knows? Maybe some saints do, But I think that the act of, you know, simplicity, if we think of this is sentence one, as a faith community, we are committed to walking in the ways of Jesus, both ways known and yet to be made known. Do you commit to joining us in walking with Jesus?
Can you put the word together after the word walking?
Walk the word together.
Join us in walking together with Jesus.
Oh.
Last line.
Do you join us
in walking together with Jesus?
Oh, yeah, I see. Yeah. Do you commit to joining us together in walking with Jesus?
In walking together with Jesus.
Okay, cool. Let me know after. I'll sort it. Yeah. Okay, we'll note this. So in terms of process from here, we're going to gather people's comments and stuff like that and create something to reflect that back to the church and something written, and then we can go from there. But part of the reason we wanted to change this is because the risk of what we have now, and I think that's the reality, is that it actually becomes a meaningless document. With all due respect to it, because I think there's some really lovely stuff in there, beautiful stuff, and I think it was well ahead of its time 30 years ago, it the risk is that it becomes quite meaningless because it's so long and wordy and a couple of more brief comments.
Oh, 9 years ago, when I came to this church, there were so many people in the church that welcomed me, that made me feel comfortable. That's why I keep coming back, because of that. I don't remember that. I remember being taken to McDonald's by these lovely people. There was a few women here. They're lovely people. And made me feel welcome. We sat down, we laughed, and they talked with me. And I remember Naomi was carrying Libby, and you had that head injury.
Yes.
And
what head injury?
Yeah. But a lot of things have happened in the 9 years that I haven't been here with my family and stuff.
Yeah.
I walked into church this morning, and the very first thing Leanne says to me is, "You're singing," and I went, "Oh right, okay." But that's what I mean. You don't have to have a document that makes you feel like family.
Yeah.
You make me feel like family.
Yeah, that's the most important thing, eh?
Yeah. Oh, you do. But it's God-led, you see.
Yeah.
I felt straight away the Lord was saying, you need to get up there. And I was like, right, not a problem. Yeah. It's not a problem. It doesn't. And I asked the Lord that when I first came. I said to the Lord, am I meant to come to this church when I moved next door? And he said to me, see the children because of me being a teacher.
Mm.
And when I saw the children, I went, oh, my gosh, I like this church. I'm meant to be here. And
pretty awesome kids, though.
Oh, yeah. And they've grown up so much. I mean, they've grown up so much. But, I wasn't talking about the children. I'm talking about yourself.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is that this is a beautiful church. These beautiful people. Mouse always make me feel. He always makes me laugh. Every time I come, it's just so nice. It's just so welcoming to be here that I can walk in and know full well that, because there's a lot of people here that don't know who I am. That's okay. But it's the people here, like Sheila and that lovely doctor over there and his wife.
Brian and Judy.
Yeah, and then this lady over here, Alison, tells me that I should move next door, and within a week I was moving next door. I didn't know that after 4 years. So, but you know.
Good.
But what I'm saying is that you don't need a document to say that you're welcome.
Yeah.
If you make it feel welcome, you don't need a piece of paper to say so, because I don't remember a document. Yeah. All I remember is the people that made me feel comfortable.
Yeah. Thanks, Andrea. Yeah. So I mean, you've signed the members' pledge as a member. And again, this sort of this is the point. I mean, how we are with one another is so much more important than words, but I think our words also need to reflect our intent of how we want to be with each other. So there's a two-way thing. Thank you. Yeah, Lou and Brent.
I was just going to say, for one, that I'm one person who didn't sign the members' pledge after reading through it and kind of going, oh, I take things I sign really seriously, and I have to think a lot about the wording in this, even though I really absolutely am committed to this church, to walking with this family. So love this. But secondly, talking about different ways that churches are set up, and so many of those setups, there is this, you know, you're either on board with the direction that the church is moving, because there is somebody at the top who's making those decisions, or your spirit doesn't sit with it very well and need to go somewhere else. I love this model that we have within the Baptist Church of journeying together, and that part of this means we always do end up with people who have different ways of seeing things, and we work out how to do that together as a family. But I also love that that this focus is on actually discussing those things and seeing where one another are coming from, because of course you can be at risk otherwise of sitting next to somebody who has very different views on something, but never actually getting to understand and hear and respect why they've come to that place. So, yeah, this is good.
Cool. Thanks, Luke.
I support the idea of more discussing and sharing of different views before we make decisions on things. I think that's really going to be helpful. It's going to be challenging, but it'll be really helpful. And I like what you said, Andrew, about listening to everybody's point of view, and similar to that meeting in Jerusalem, if you like, where they they discussed and the different views were put forward, and they got a sense, if you like, of where people were feeling. I probably don't agree with the fact that they reinterpreted the Old Testament. It was always there and plainly written. I think they were just a little blind. So if that's reinterpreting, fair enough. But just regarding Baptists and how we walk together in that, a lot of the Baptist model is based on the fact that all of us can be filled with God's Spirit and have Jesus in us. And so everyone brings that to whatever decisions or whatever we make.
Exactly.
So when I sort of retrospectively applied some of those things to what we've done in the past, it occurred to me, yes, more discussion and hearing people's opinions and reasoning for their thinking, etc., would have been good. However, at the end of the day, I think the Baptist model of voting is a way, in a way that everyone can have a say, even those people that don't speak up in meetings like that. And in a sense, it's the priesthood of all believers, if you like. We all have something to offer. And voting, in a way, may not be a perfect mechanism, but it was a way for everyone to have a voice. If we have this new model and we abandon voting, let me just put this out there. Would it then be the people in leadership or power that decided based on what they thought the Spirit of God was saying? Like, what mechanism? If voting is
not what I'm here.
If democracy and voting is bad, how do you then discern what decision is made? Does someone get the opportunity to make it, and will they be biased by their own particular view because they believe strongly that this is what God is saying? How do we do that as a people? If we're going to discuss, I think that's great. How then, what mechanism or whatever will we use to actually come to a decision?
Yeah, so I was just scanning my notes there because I had a line in there about this, and I think I found it. And so I've said, and so while voting will continue to play a part in our decision making, I suggest we try to just lessen its importance and our reliance on it. So we're still, I think it's still useful and helpful for all the reasons you said, because we want everyone to have a voice. I think we need to remove, if there are barriers, remove barriers to people contributing in discussion and sharing their mind. Voting is definitely holding a place still. What I'm pushing back on is is that we wouldn't want to engage with a topic, whatever it is, and go through with a 51% majority type thing. I just don't think that would be, I don't think we'd have sought the mind of Christ if we put the voting as the highest value. I'm suggesting that, and I think we already do this in practice, I really want to be explicit about it, that the core value is seeking the mind of Christ, and the voting is an expression of that.
From my perspective, every time we've had a meeting and we've voted on something, I guess in my mind, my feeling was that everybody here is going to vote based on what they really believe is the best thing, what God wants for this church. So in a sense, really like the characterization, if you like, that voting is somehow bad and doesn't lead to the mind of Christ when each one of us, some of us may use our own agendas or whatever, vote along those lines. But in general, the voting idea or democracy, in a sense, is a safeguard against extreme views, if you like, taking precedence.
So it's an important place, absolutely. Absolutely. It's important. I'm just saying. We need to. I think we do what I'm suggesting. I think that's what we do. But what I'm trying to do is give us language and sort of, I guess, theological thinking framework around that and why we do that. And trying to, I guess, push back a bit on the on voting being the most important thing, of hitting that percentage that we've agreed to for a certain topic, as opposed to making sure we do the process of listening together and discerning the mind of Christ together in the conversation, and then the voting is a reflection of that. Yeah.
Mm. I see it literally as the end point where everyone makes their feelings, contribute their feelings.
And yeah, I on the same page, Brent.
Discussing, I think, is really good, but as we've discovered in other things, we can discuss till the cows come forward, and at some point we have to make
it. Yes, exactly. Yep.
So some mechanism for making that decision needs to exist. Otherwise, you do have that situation like you mentioned about different
models and different churches
where one person in power gets their way.
Yeah. No, this is all about us together. Yeah. Yeah, thanks, Brent. That's really helpful. Yeah. Anyone else got anything they really want to say, or should we all wrap up? Cheers. Okay, great. Thank you very much, everyone. If you want to have a chat with me about anything, please contact me. I'd love to. Hand back over to Leanne. Thanks.